Hello everybody, welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today is Wednesday, it's March 22nd, 2023. It's 12:05 p.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And I'm still rushing around. Hope you guys are rushing around, getting ready. I'm listening to Andy Scheckman, listening to Mike Adams, listening to the people that he's interviewing, and they're pretty much saying, issuing the same warnings that I've been warning you guys about. So my numbers came in from my partner, New. We had the Comatic Island quake, which matches what we had last year. 7-magnitude earthquake. We didn't have one all this time in week 3. And now it looks like we're having a new pattern here. And 2 of the 6-magnitude earthquakes, 26, didn't make it to the 30. And 381 of the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes. That's a pile of earthquakes of that magnitude. And I'm going to give you the numbers tomorrow. I know this is not normal. This is when you go back for what I'm showing you here for more than a year. You don't see back to back 300 values, and these are almost into the 400 values. So I'm going to go look. Tomorrow morning when I'm writing the full report, go back, do the research, and see how far we have to go back. I believe it's 2020 to find back-to-back-to-back 300s, something happening. And most certainly something happening. See, this quake that was first reported as a 7-plus magnitude earthquake, deeper. This is not the destructive, going to kill 50,000 people like what just happened because of the depth. If this was at 10-kilometer depth, could be, but this is more of the unzipping that's happening. This is deep inside the earth. What was the depth on that? 187. And then just now, just when I started making this report, turn this over, and it's a 6.5. Similar. See, these are sister quakes. This is unzipping happening along quarter 3. This is unzipping happening just north of the elbow position of quarter 2. So this unzipping phenomenon, which that's what Turkey was about, that was at the surface. This is really, you know, same region on quarter 3. What this looks like, I expected this quake to strike over here, but this unzipping is happening, and that is going to create more pressure going in this direction. Tectonic plates are being forced apart. That's what's happening. So this is the watch area right here. Well, quarter 3, period. You can see from all the recent activity, and I'm expecting it to push out to the Azores. And then this deep quake, sister to that one, similar activities happening here that's happening over there. Similar, same size quake, same size, same depth. There's actually two quakes. There's a 5-point. Can't see. Oh, I wrote Richard about that. Said, what's going on? Hit the J button. 5.3. Struck right together. And they look like they're sister quakes right together. And that this may not be over. What's happening here? This could be precursors to something called ginormous that's happening here. And then we'll see if that pressure continues to go north, see if we get popped here. And then we'll see if eventually we're going to get popped here. And the longer that it waits, the bigger this quake's going to be. You guys are out here west of the Rocky Mountain Ridge, God bless you. I wouldn't even travel there based upon what I know. So there's, what's the depth on that? Not down into the transition zone. Activity along quarter 1. There. So that's just for the last 24 hours, what I'm looking at. Give you a full report on this tomorrow. What's crossing my desk? Big time news day. Andy Scheckman's on fire. And the link to his interview that still going on. And I had to stop listening. But he's throwing some S-bombs around. He's never seen activity like he's seeing right now. If I had more time, guys, I'd let you listen to the key parts of these interviews. Not going to happen today. at 10,000 things I have to do. I highly recommend you listen to his interview, everything that Andy Schechtman is saying. A lot of you have heard before. And the bombshell that kind of came out was, which I suspected was going to happen, and I warned about earlier, is that Mexico, and it could be that Canada, too, is going to be joining BRICS. They're the Chinese rolling out the red carpet. The Russians rolling out the red carpet. That's given, you know, the Chinese have already built the 6,000-foot, over a mile-long landing strip in Mexico. They're running the fentanyl through there. Mexico's already been working with China. So the fact that they're joining BRICS, that should have been obvious to everybody. It's the announcement. That's the scary part. Because this is a lot of the nations. They can't really, it's like in relationships. You've heard of the phrase monkey swinging. A lot of people do that. They don't let go of this relationship till they get a hold of the next one. Similar with these small countries. They can't let go of the grip, the hand of the United States, because they're getting the money. Because the Americans are idiots. They just send people, just keep sending people money. And they don't want to let go of that until they get BRICS, a firm grip over there. Then they want to let go. So there's a lot of nations that have been, even Solomon Islands, they were doing the same thing. Then the announcement came out how they're working with China. See, that is real important because that's the staging area for the Americans. If we're going to have any type of military activity in the East, then we need these island nations. And China is ahead of the game and scooping them all up. And even Mexico, right south of our border, where that's being used as a conveyor belt to bring the whole world in here. We should already realize, even though Mexico is a big trading partner, it's to their advantage, like our trading with China. It's to their advantage. And it's only going to last so long as they want it to. The thing that I feel in all the everything that's coming across my desk is BRICS is preparing to launch Project Sandman. You can feel it. So whenever that happens, then any debt that's owed to the Americans, that's going to be just done. No, anybody that owes the Americans money, they're not going to get it. And they're being encouraged to play that way because they're joining BRICS. Bring those resources into BRICS. Buy gold with it. Let us know how much gold you got, and then we'll add that to the pile that's going to prop up the new world reserve currency. That's going to be yuan, basket of currencies, basket of, you know, gold and commodities. The full details on that haven't been revealed yet, but it's going to wipe out all fiat currencies in the world. The ones that are going to be still in good shape are those that are in BRICS. So like the ruble and the yuan, those nations are going to have a leg up on everybody else. And the idea is to wipe out the petrodollar and wipe out the United States and anybody that runs along with them. And I'm also hearing chatter about Japan joining BRICS, which that's what I was telling. That's what I've been saying. Japan should have joined BRICS a long time ago. Because if Japan doesn't join BRICS, they're going to be wiped out. They must join BRICS. It's pretty easy to see. So like everybody in the Middle East, they're running to BRICS. Even South America, South Korea should be running to BRICS. They should be in alliance with Japan and run to BRICS just as fast as possible. Because otherwise, North Korea is going to take over South Korea. All the South Koreans are going to be wiped out. And that should be plainly obvious to everybody. Because North Korea is playing ball with the commies in China and working with Russia as a threat against the United States. So they're a little bitty tiny country saber-rattling and issuing threats. And the launching of their missiles is coinciding with what the Chinese and the Russians are doing. So I highly recommend everything that Andy's saying here. As a matter of fact, I listened to a lot of Mike Adams' interview from yesterday, just a little bit of it today, and I did stop at the beginning and let him just explain to you, because the biological weapon threat, people believe that it's over, and it is nowhere near over. It hasn't even started yet. Things are going to get really, really, really way worse than they have been already. Mike Adams sees it, I see it. I'm prepped for it. Hope you guys are prepped for it. The answer is going to be the same. Nanosilver sodium borate. You have to stop the AI nanobot connection. That's what sodium borate does. And then stop the replication, the oxygen enzyme activity. So this, it's the contagions that they're launching against us. And this, I know Mike Adams doesn't listen to the dang thing I say, but he's mimicking the things that I've been saying, because we're going to likely be looking at a triple recombinant biological weapon that's going to be integrated, like the swine flu 2000. Remember the swine flu that was human and it was pig and it was avian. There's going to be an avian component to this. There's going to be an avian component to this. And we do not have natural immunity to that. So this will stop at that point. But then Russia ready to switch yuan in foreign trade. The headline story, but there's any of these could be the headline story. Putin strengthening the yuan's role as Russia's foreign currency of choice, you know, versus the U.S. dollar. And so back, just my mind's running to 2,000 years ago in history, in Greece, whenever that's the reason that the New Testament is written in Greece, in Greek, because that was the language of commerce. And the Greek was in the position of the United States today until all that fell. So there's a transition of power and authority globally that's taking place, and the Americans are the Americans are being taken down deliberately, even by Americans. And that's what this Trump distraction is all about, is to take attention away from the fact that Biden sold us out. The Hunter Biden laptop and everything. The Hunter Biden laptop reminds me of the 9/11 inside job. Because the attack, the assault on the Pentagon was botched. Everybody should have been caught. The original missile strike took place at 9:31:39. The roof didn't fall until 45 minutes later. It was a botched attack. Everybody should have been caught, but they didn't. They just kept lying, and everybody kept believing the lie. They believed whatever they wanted to believe, rather than following the evidence trail to the truth. So similarly, Hunter Biden laptop, that was catastrophic. And the information is still out there, but it doesn't mean anything. The truth doesn't mean anything. They're going to continue pounding lies. Biden and the whole Biden family, crime family, should be in prison with Hillary and Comey and Clapper and all the rest of them. And it's not happening that way, is it? No, because the entire system is corrupt. The entire system, whether it's judiciary, whether it's Congress, whether it's Jim Jordan playing good cop, bad cop. That's what's happening right now. So at the same time that everybody's running to BRICS and the yuan, and America's banks are missing hundreds of billions of dollars. That could be trillions of dollars. 16 countries are planning to join the BRICS group. That's not an article that I got from before. This is an article that came out today. And some of the headlines are saying 20 countries. Mexico outsmarts the U.S., becomes the first Latin American member of BRICS. I don't know if that application has been approved yet. That's what the headline says. And joins China BRICS. U.S. takes another swipe at Chinese chip industry. So the United States is on the way out, is weak and feeble like Biden, and sticking the finger in the eye of the dragon and the bear at the same time, inciting violence. U.S. to speed up Ukraine tank deliveries. What? Why is this even in the featured section? Because this shows you the desperation of the global military industrial complex. They're going to take these older tanks and they're going to ship them to them they can ship them to them right now rather than waiting a year. They have to speed everything up because they want to get paid much faster. They want to get paid right now because the entire banking system is about to collapse. So they need to get the resources for these tanks and also get the tanks off the American continent and get it over in the European theater. That's what they need, just as fast as possible. You see the pattern? The arms are leaving the United States. The gold and silver leaving the United States. The wealth is leaving the United States. and the United States is going to be left defenseless. So this is tanks right here. These are the M1 tanks that will not be here in the United States to defend against what's coming across our border, which the Chinese are already coming across our border. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese are coming across our border right now. And they're being processed by the Border Patrol and given smartphones. Not smartphones, probably getting flippers. But you know what I mean. They're illegals, and they're coming in as illegal aliens and being given the red carpet treatment. And then who knows the logistics of where they're being sent, to military bases, to... This is all appears to me to be orchestrated. If you look at the worst case scenario, that we should be preparing for the worst case scenario, right? The worst case scenario is that the communist China is working with our woke-tard military, and they are bringing in these military-age men, and they are training them on our military bases for the invasion of the United States. They're already here. Just like Abraham Lincoln said, it's not going to come from across the ocean, which they are, but they're coming in and being trained here in the United States. So whenever all of this takes place, the activation of the biological weapon is going to be the next pandemic. There's going to be massive chaos. And the people are going to demand, we have to do something. And it's going to be martial law. That's going to happen. And there's going to be tanks, and there's going to be personnel carriers and blue helmets. I can see them in my mind's eye. I can see them. People are going to be scared to even go outside the door. And the banking system, it doesn't matter who you're listening to out there, if they have any brain whatsoever, they're seeing the pattern, they know the entire system is about to come down. So if you don't have your silver yet, you best get your silver. The opportunity is going to go away. You're not going to have the opportunity. I can't tell you how long that's going to be. Maybe Dan and Andy can give you more perspective on that. But according to Andy, I just listened to him in a live interview. They've never done more business than they're doing right now. They're working 3 6-hour shifts. And they're processing orders just as fast as they can. The silver's going out. And Andy will tell you, one of you asked me about putting your silver in vaults. Andy doesn't recommend that. If it's not in your hand, you don't own it. Andy doesn't recommend that. He makes money to tell people to put it in their vaults, but he tells you, take it physical possession. Eliminate the risk. Then, related to this story, UK depleted uranium. You're going to hear more and more about this. Threatens all of Europe. Putin says Russia will react accordingly if West sends ammunition with depleted uranium. It's not in the best interest of anybody. It's not in Putin's best interest to launch an attack using uranium in Ukraine. He wants Ukraine as a gateway. That's the breadbasket of freaking Europe. Richest soil of anywhere. They can grow more. They've got pipelines. That is his corridor to Europe if he wanted to service Europe. But that's not the plan, is it? There's a lot of different ways to look at what's happening over there. Because Europe is supposed to die on the vine because they don't have any power. That's happening to Germany right now. Just like the United States. So the idea is to cut off, to take Ukraine and make it part of BRICS. And then the resources of Ukraine and Russia and China, and it, they all go into BRICS. Nothing goes to Europe except for the European countries that join BRICS. So let's just keep watching. Whoever thought Mexico would be joining BRICS or Japan? Just keep watching, and the whole world is going to be leaving the United States in the corner. If they're smart, that's what they'll do. Hearst slams media cover-up. President Joe Biden authorized destruction of Nord Stream. Well, that's pretty darn obvious. He said that's what he was going to do, and that's what happened. Of course, Biden, barely coherent. He's not planning, organizing, doing anything. He's just reading the script. But this is how World War III is trying to happen over there. You're seeing more and more China and Russia joined at the hip, too, which has been the case all along. Then Christian, who escaped Chinese persecution. The story that's not in here is the one, what's going on in Israel. The bill that they're trying to push through, anybody that's preaching the gospel over there can be arrested. That's not law yet. That's if it's, so I think about Paul Bagley and others that run over there to Israel, and if they preach the gospel, the trouble that they could get into. But that shows you what's happening. This is in the world right now. A Christian who escaped Chinese persecution, warns U.S. descending into communist-style governance. Well, that's the way that it's been. It's one set of rules for lefty woke-tards, and it's a different set of rules for the 1-6ers in the gulag. And what the 1-6ers in the gulag, they're the undesirable elements that are being in Nazi Germany were sent to eventually to the concentration camps. They were sent to prisons first, gulags, just like that. Eventually, they're sent to concentration camps, and then they're put on train cars. They're gassed, put on train cars, and their bodies are turned into fertilizer. Eventually. European Spring. Germany braces for major strikes while France burns. That comment was made during Mike Adams' interview that fires are burning outside. People in the restaurant are they're eating and drinking. They characterized it like the band playing on the Titanic. We're already at the chaos phase. The chaos has been here since the pandemic, but you notice it's getting worse. And at a certain point here, we're going to transition over into the mayhem phase of what's happening. Pandemonium's on the other side of that. And with the banking crisis, we are most certainly running through the contagion phase right now. We should already be in the collapse phase. We should already be in the collapse phase, but we're not because everything's being propped up. But with all the propping up that's happening, that's just like building a gigantic house of cards. The higher it gets, finally when it falls, it's a big gigantic collapse. That's what we're looking at. So from what I understand, there's already been more bailout money sent for propping up banks than the 2008 crisis. There's already more that's been pumped into the system to try to keep things going. And this is the situation update. This is the fella right here that I was telling you about. Really, really smart. And since I saw him last time, this guy looks sick to me. He looks like he's been transfected. But if I'm thinking right, this guy was vaccinated. Right? Why would you do that? And George Webb, the guy that I'm recommending him to, these guys need to talk to George Webb. This guy here has done a lot of really good work. He understands the evolution of the biological weapon, how it was forced to evolve into exactly what they want. He's off on his date somewhat. And these guys see the paper trail left by Fauci. They think that Fauci in Wuhan was actually getting gain-of-function work done when that was completed before 2004. And then the belief, the conclusion with these guys is that the biological weapon, the vax, just didn't work. And the insiders were using the Johnson & Johnson vax. None of that's true. The truth is that the real vax is nanosilver based. And the elite, that's what they've already taken it. They're not worried about the biological weapon at all. So he's a little bit off on that. And they're connecting some of the dots and they're asking who gave the order. Well, that's the House of Rothschild. That's the global bankster cartel working with the global intelligence community, the global military industrial complex, the creators of the biological weapon, the same monsters that have been chemtrailing us, the same people that did the 9/11 inside job. All of this stuff is connected. And it was around the time of the 9/11 inside job that they perfected the biological weapon, SARS 1 and 2 in their third version. And they're also under the impression that this biological weapon didn't kill enough people. It will kill all life on this planet eventually, but it's binary and it must be activated. So they're looking at the Herald strain and the Deltacron recombinant strain monster that's out there, but it's missing amino acids. So it hasn't been activated yet. It's a little bit frustrating to me. They're so close to the truth. These two guys right here, they're so close to it. But they don't even know what a safe zone is. Central Texas is not in a safe zone, brother. And the part that they're leaving out of their testimony gets everybody killed. So most of the people, practically everybody, except for you guys that are watching my update reports and you know about nanosilver, sodium borate, you're on your regimen, then excluding you guys, everybody else watching is dead. They're walking zombies. They're zombies right now. They don't even know it. And are they in a safe zone? They don't know. I highly recommend that he gets together Todd Callender, George Webb, and Jeffrey Prather. Highly, highly, highly. That's what those three guys can help connect the dots, particularly George Webb. He can connect. They can connect the dots about what's going on. And this guy likely has the same DARPA contact that Jeffrey Prather and Todd Callender do. Then they're going to realize, it's amazing to me that Mike Adams interviews Todd Callender, and Todd Callender says that the biological weapon has to be activated, but then he runs around pretending that he never heard that about that before. The guy's brilliant. I know he can connect the dots. I did give some, the answer is so simple. They want to know who's giving the order, who's really calling the shots. It's the Global Banker Cartel. You're living in a 2012 Deep Impact Contagion movie, and it's real. Once you realize that, just watch the movie 2012 if you haven't before. There's the elite. They have the green cards. The big giant guy with the two kids. Green cards. They're getting ready to go. When he got the message and they ran, they were going to underground, instead of underground Ark cities, they were going to the ships, which is nonsensical, but that's the storyline that they used. They're really going to go to the underground Ark city facility. The Ark cities, you know, the bunkers, positions, they're global. And we're not invited. So then he says the shield doesn't work. This is the aspect of his investigation that's way off. So my comments are here. And I asked him, in the video that he was making today, he's talking about censorship and how it kills things and things like that. I'm like, well, maybe you need to unban Terrell at Terrell03.com because they banned me. God hates a hypocrite. Don't go on and on and on about how, you know, you're free speech and everything, but then I'm just making posts like this. No swearing or anything. I'm just making posts just like this, trying to help people, and I get banned. Special Forces. It's some of you write at Terrell03.com, and you tell me the same thing's happening to you. Your posts aren't getting posted, and you're getting banned, and it doesn't make any sense. Well, it does make sense. You take a step back and realize what you're really looking at here. Controlled resistance operation. That's what it is. But there's still a lot of people we can help. Even if we're just leaving a comment, my heart goes out to people to try to help them. Special Forces veteran falsely labeled domestic terrorist. FBI also targeted his family. And it's not just his family. It's people of his team, members of his team. Did you see the interview? And that's real. It's real persecution. It's the two-tiered justice system. And this guy's a righty like us. And, you know, he's ex-military and he's, you know, likely Christian, and he's like a gun toter and Bible thumper, and, you know, probably a survivalist. Don't know any of that for sure, but he's leaning, he's over in our direction. He's not a woke, tarred lefty, let's put it that way. So he has the wrong politics. And he's an undesirable element. And that guy is a perfect illustration. He perfectly illustrates the reason that I give you guys instructions to stay the heck out of the way. So the protests are going on, 1-6, or the truckers, stay out of the way. Because the machine that's out there is like the freaking SS, the Gestapo. They're looking for people to persecute those of us that are on the right. And lots of people come along and say, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you advertise in here? Why don't you go bigger? Why don't you? Because I'm staying out of the way. That was a complaint of the Rebecca that had the main survival group, the blacklisted Rebecca. She says, you know, that you only want nanosilver for your followers, and you should be doing this and this. No, yeah, it's only for you guys and your friends and family, and it's small. That's okay. I'm not trying to be famous or not trying to get rich or anything like that. I'm helping you guys. It's the few. Like Christ said, few walk the path of life. It's a few, and I'm getting myself ready and prepping, and the rest of it's in the hands of God Almighty. So I look at it. So this is a good cop, bad cop guy. He's the good cop at the moment. This is what I shared with you yesterday. Now let me get you through these links. We should be under an hour. Gold prices, yeah, they're going to go to an all-time high, and you haven't seen anything yet. on the prices. And this is as far as I got with Andy. Yeah, he's a little bit repetitive. Listen anyway. And let it be drilled home. If you don't get a hold of Andy, Dan is the guy that I work with, and get your silver on the way. The 2 weeks ago, they were shipping in 3 days. That's no longer the case. And the premium was $2.25. It was $2.50, but Dan wrote me a message yesterday. Mark was over here at my place, and which he has been several times. We get along really, really good. And he relocated, you know, like Gary did. So I said, why aren't there more Garys? Well, there are a few more. Mark's one of them. And he was commenting to me, came over to pay for his monster box of nanosilver. And he commented to me about how he's been buying silver from Dan. And I go, wait a minute, because I looked at my statement. And whenever you guys purchase, then I get a statement. And he wasn't on it. And so I sent a message to Dan. And then Dan wrote me right back almost instantly and said, okay, Mark is on your list. He's one of your guys. But the thing that he wrote after that was that you guys, whenever you mention my name, you get 25 cents off the spot price. I mean, off the premium price. So if it's 250, you get it for 225. And now it has gone up, I think, to 350. Just 2 weeks ago, it was 250. It's gone up a buck along with the silver price. Now the silver prices are going to keep going up. And they're going to dive a little bit because of the silver short position and the money for paper silver that's pushing the price down. That's your chance to buy it a little lower rate. But the premiums are going to keep going up, and we're going to get out to 30 days on the shipping. So if you wait a week before you get a hold of Dan, there could be 2 extra weeks that's added to your delivery time, and the whole system can collapse before then. So you're cutting it close. I'm serious. You're cutting it close. And on the other side of this collapse, if we're able to communicate, then some of you are going to be writing me and say, you know what? I really wish I'd have pulled the trigger back then. Just saying. Then Russia's ready to switch. The whole world is changing in the way that it does business all around us. So this is the kind of thing that Dan sends me. And it's got all the, you can just get a hold of Dan and he'll send you this list. And you have his phone number, you have his cell number, you have his direct number at work, and you have his email address. And he's a workaholic. He says, call me anytime, 7 days a week. And he will send you this list, and it'll show you the spot prices. And then when you look at the price, you should get it 25 cents below that. But you have to mention my name. So that's Mark made his third half monster box purchase or something. And I was talking to Mark, and I said, oh, well, that wasn't all my thing. And he goes, well, you know, I don't remember if I mentioned your name. Do I have to mention your name? Well, yeah, that's the only way you're going to get the discount, brother. So it costs you money not to mention my name. And Dan and Andy, just the greatest guys in the world, you're going to get the best bang for your buck. And it's, some people say, well, you're getting an affiliate fee, so it's costing me more. No, it costs you less. 25 cents off. Because Dan and Andy are making up the difference because I have a relationship with them. I've been buying silver from them for God knows how long, and they know I'm sending you to them. They're getting extra business, and they want to reward you and me for that. At the same time, when the whole world's trying to get gold and silver, I mean, that's the way that it is. 16 countries planning to join BRICS. It's a lot more than that. Mexico, this is the video that if you want to check these guys out. The Innovation Diary. Mexico outsmarts U.S., becomes first Latin nation. So what I expect is the entirety of Africa is going to follow South Africa, and the entirety of South and Central America are going to follow Brazil. That's what I expect to happen. Well, Brazil and now Mexico, all of them are going to join BRICS because they're smart. And they're going to get away. The Americans are bullies, and they don't like it. They've been bullied by the Americans for too long, warmongering Americans. This is Putin and strengthening. You're going to see so much Putin, China, and yuan, and ruble, and BRICS stuff. You're not seeing BRICS enough in the lamestream media, but you're going to see it more and more and more. American banks are missing hundreds of billions of dollars. The Fed, you guys know that it's not federal and there's no reserve, right? It's a privately owned corporation. They are destroying America. They've been siphoning our wealth for, well, over 100 years. Way over 100 years. U.S. takes another swipe at Chinese ship industry. You can see how that's going. And where's silver headed at the moment? And it's hovering right around $23. And it's wanting to go higher. And the Dow Jones was 670 down. It's still hovering. They're still really believing the lie. Whenever everybody wakes up, that thing's going to plunge. Hope that you don't have any stocks. More than 700,000 people, power loss. And California is where a lot of the food comes from. U.S. to speed up Ukraine tank deliveries. This guy right here got pushed into the wrong place. This is a big story. UK's depleted uranium plan. This is, why would you even say something like this? This is going to infuriate the other side, which that seems to be deliberate. Stoking the fire of war. Putin says Russia is going to react accordingly. That's why I keep thinking London is going to be Poland, Germany, England. Looks that's probably going to be the first three places that Putin's going to strike. Everybody knows Biden authorized the destruction of Nord Stream. The Christian who escaped Chinese persecution, that's where the story came from. Returning, transformed into a socialist / communist country. European Spring, Germany's bracing. Europe better brace. I thought it was already going to come apart, but the winter was mild enough so it didn't yet. It's still trying. Then, this is where I wanted to stop and let you just listen a little bit to the Health Ranger. Oh, my apologies. The first part of this video is processing. I stopped Mike Adams from talking and then started talking. Had my mic turned back on button in my left hand and hurrying through this video trying to get this report done. Then I'm talking and talking and talking and look over to my left hand and my button is still flashing saying I'm not talking. So my apologies for that. Still haven't quite got that technique down yet. The point is I'm not the only one that sees this. What we're going to see is the activation of the biological weapon that's already in everybody. The Harold strains, the recombinant strain monster, the Deltacron recombinant strain, is already circulating. It's a reproductive number of greater than 10. It only took 90 days to circulate the entire planet. If you're not on your nanosilver and your sodium borate, you're already infected. Because everybody around you is infected. And then vaxxers are transfecting everybody in their environment. If you haven't stopped the replication, then you're only waiting for activation. You're walking around unprotected and a walking apocalypse zombie. I've been warning everybody, warning, warning, warning. Todd Callender's videos, they're on my website. He explains the chimeric activity that's going to take place. The activation of these chimeras, Todd Callender explains to a T. He got it from his DARPA guy. So this fellow that is being interviewed, he sees a lot of it, and some of the stuff he has wrong. The information, where he's off a little bit, I share it in my comments if they post it. And everything's in the newsletter. Then I got 50 minutes in to, Mike Adams gives a list of 7 things that have to happen or were done, and none of them have anything to do with reality. Because if you don't see the black star coming, and you don't prep, you don't even know what a real safe zone is, you don't have protection from the biological weapon, the activation, if you don't have that, doesn't matter how many Ranger buckets you have, doesn't matter how many sat phones you have, if you're not in a real safe zone, none of this matters. Then this is from the interview. Oh, this is the George Webb interview from April 2021, and I'm going to leave this one in the description box. No, not in the description box, in the newsletter. You'll see it, Thursday Night Trio. Highly, highly recommend. This is the video. If you go to the website, you'll see George Webb. There's a link to an interview. Click that button. And this is an hour long. George Webb's going to explain to you what I've been explaining to you, how this U.S. military, Fort Detrick, how it was carried over to 2019 to the military Olympics. That's why Wuhan is on the map. But that was the plan that was drawn up back in 2001. And so Fauci went there 2014 and 15 to create the paper trail to make it look like the gain of function was done then, but it wasn't. It was already completed. But the investigators right now are running to Wuhan going, look, it was, no, it's not. It was created in Fort Detrick. That's the smokescreen to hide the truth that the biological weapon was created for Rothschild, Rockefeller, Gates, eugenics by DARPA. By the U.S. military. That's where all this goes back to. That's the lie they're trying. So all the documents are going to be declassified. Yeah, because it's all smokescreen. And they know it. But there's a rabbit hole. They want everybody to run there, and there'll be hours and hours of interviews and hours and hours. It's just all a gigantic waste of time to deceive people. Special Forces veteran. Yeah, this is where the story came from. This guy right here. I feel badly for him. And because he's a high-profile type guy, being ex-military, this is one of the top of our heroes in our nation. If this can happen to him, it can happen to you. It can happen to me. If you're wondering why I'm not into being famous, you don't see my mug up in the camera. I just want to share the information and get on with my prepping, really, at this point. Lawmaker says his state may need to divorce the USDA over ingredients and... Okay, we're talking about butter. If you're eating margarine, get away from margarine. Get back to real butter. That's a change that I made a long time ago. At first, I was tricked into using the margarines. Biden's DOJ is quietly trying to orchestrate taxpayer-funded bailout of Moderna. The bailout. This feels like 2008, doesn't it? And the bailout is the amount of money that's being used to bail everybody out is far more than 2008 crisis. And what they're doing, they're destroying confidence in the U.S. dollar. When the confidence is gone, it's over. Because that's all that's left is confidence. In nothing, really. Armed Florida man in devil mask stopped by heroic strip club security guards. I didn't actually go through and look at this, but the place is becoming more lawless all the time. This is down in Florida. Then I was not able to, Pat, you sent this in. And if whenever you send me a video, if you say, because this fellow is going to describe nanotechnology that I've been talking about. That was what the comment was. But where? If you'll say it starts at 10 minutes and 30 seconds, I'll put it on here and let the guy talk a little bit. And you, so to help make the point that you're trying to, I know there's helpful information here you want people to see, but I'm rushed, really, really rushed. This is another story, worryingly deadly mutant fungus that can kill one in three people, spreading rapidly in the United States. And it's going to continue to spread because the immune system's already being wiped out. And especially if they've weaponized it. Which, if you're sitting in the seat of the House of Rothschild and the genocide program is in play, that's precisely what you would do. So the fact that we're seeing this, at right now, today, 3 hours ago, we're seeing this warning coming. That is, be on your nanosilver. Antifungal, powerful, powerful antifungal. Sodium borate, powerful, powerful antifungal, powerful. It burns through your system rapidly. Make sure you read all the instructions. Follow the instructions. And help those in your environment as best you can. Then the car market crisis will economically destroy young Americans as they can't afford the payments. So a lot of people, they just purchased cars and their value is going into the toilet and they're stuck with the highest payments in history. At the same time, the layoffs are coming. I mean, it's a perfect storm of collapse, what we're looking at. Hopefully you own your car, you own your house, you own and you have you're stocking up on food, and you have backups for your backups. Major alert, China, Russia. Nuke warning to NATO, 20 million human bird flu doses. And nuke outburst. Canadian prepper, he's been in rare form lately. He's, like me, rattled. That's a good word that the health ranger used, rattled. I'm rattled. If you can't tell, I'm rattled. And the people that see have we ever heads up and we're looking and we're seeing what's coming on the horizon, it's not good. I feel like that I'm getting, what's what Gary was telling me, that I'm the most well-prepared anybody he knows of most people, but I don't feel prepared. I feel like I need to do more. Then major warning, NATO is moving. Get prepped or get wrecked. I think that's some pretty good advice. That's the last word. So, I'm sorry that it's bad news, but it's better to have a warning when catastrophic collapse is right in our face. I hope you're doing what you can to neutralize those threats as we're moving forward. Appreciate your support very, very much. Subscribe to one of the four newsletter programs. It's the best way to support me and my work and to receive the Dropbox folder links. My apologies, I haven't been able to move forward on the mystery report, even though two of them are written. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to get up from here. It's going to be work until dark. And get up tomorrow and make the report, send you guys all the notifications, get that report done, and then work till dark on prepping with a full schedule for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The last two weekends I've worked into the night every single day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hope you guys are doing the same thing. Getting ready for what's coming. You can use Zelle. You can use Cash App. Everybody gets a free copy of my book, The Mystery Explained. Hope to get that into your hands. You can watch these six videos. See God's wisdom hidden in plain sight. And send your friends here. There's Todd Callender. Listen to him. It's going to be activated. 5G pulses, which is going to be electromagnetic pulses. It's likely going to be using HARP over 5G. It's just that's what his source told him. The DARPA guy is telling people it's 5G. When they don't need 5G. They have space-based HARP digital. And have your friends watch this video. It's one of the most important videos that I make. It explains things. And that's going to be it. Appreciate your support very, very much. And I'll see you on the full Earth Change Report that will be coming out tomorrow.